get me wrong, I love science, I really do. I love the weather and Earth's gravity and the penguins at the zoo. Sometimes you just have to tape it up and make it do, because I'm done with the science. I built a giant volcano with my dad, but the lava flow just looks so sad. I went to bed, he stayed up till 2. Sometimes you just have to tape it up and make it.
Minds. You better find yourself a nice big rock. Crawl yourself. That's some amateur psychology, aka science. Oh, and if you don't like science, that's fine. Just throw all your food and find your dinner outside. But don't use weapons to kill animals to eat. And don't pick food from a garden, not even weeds. Hunting and gardening involve lots of science. Remember what you told me? Breathing, that's some beautiful science. You can't go inside, you can't go out. If you don't believe in science, maybe you shouldn't believe in yourself. But then maybe you disappear, and that would be some amazing futuristic mind over matter. In other words, science! Oh, we're studying good! That's good, I got some more stuff to say. Here we
Deedle Deedle D's with If You Don't Like Science, That's Fine. Before that, Done with the Science Fair is off Are You Listening by the Noddits. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're learning about community science, sometimes called citizen science. That's when people come together without necessarily being experts themselves to help contribute to the field of scientific research. And today reminded me that volunteers like you or me are so important to that work. It not only helps us understand our world better, it can even save lives. At the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Program, or BEMP, we know that people help collect samples of water or litter fall to better understand natural disasters. Meanwhile, across the world, volunteers are crucial to studies that investigate diseases or possible treatments. We've got a little more music today. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
Thank you, science, for keeping us connected. next on VPN Mystery Theater, the mystical science librarian, a chilling tale of science and mysticism.
Meet the mystical science librarian.
That's me.
He's fully fluent in the text of the Sumerian.
Babylonia.
He can be found with all his books in his solarium, discovering missing trivial facts and thinking about sharing them.
Planetary rings are skinny.
He's scientific. Every littlest thing about this guy is just terrific.
That's me. Library of Mystical Science. Mystical Science Librarian speaking. Pythagorean. That's right, Pythagorean. Thank you.
Meet the Mystical Science Librarian. He believes in learning things that some may find contrarian. He doesn't mind if you're a leader proletarian. His mission is the greater good, his cause humanitarian.
And if you're down, he'll help you break into hilarium
by calling out the names of all the fish in the aquarium.
Like trout, or salmon, or flounder, or hona hona nuku nuku apua.
He's the Mystical Science Librarian. He's the Mystical Science Librarian. Ask him anything you want about barium.
Oh, barium. I can't believe you've asked me about barium. I once read in a periodical that barium can be found more than periodically on the periodic table. Period.
Librarian.
Who is the Mystical Science Librarian?
I'm the Mystical Science Librarian.
The Mystical Science Librarian.
That was the Dirty Sock Funtime Band, Mystical Science Librarian. Before that, Marsha and the Positrons and Claudia Robin Gunn with Thank You, Science. And thank you for tuning into the Children's Hour today. We've got a learn-along guide posted with this episode. It meets and cites national education standards. Please tell a teacher. Find all our learning guides at childrenshour.org. Look under our podcast tab. We've got time for one more tune. This is We Work Well Together. It's from the Folk Club Kids. I'm Katie Stone. I'll catch you next time here on the Children's Hour.
Our planet Earth spins round the sun,
spins round the sun.
In all kinds of weather, it's our only home,
it's our only home.
That's why we try,
that's why we try
to work well together. When we breathe out,
when we breathe out,
the trees breathe in,
the trees breathe in.
In all kinds of weather, the trees breathe out,
the trees breathe out,
and we breathe in,
and we breathe in.
We work well together. When plants grow old,
when plants grow old,
they decompose,
they decompose.
In all kinds of weather, their seeds grow up,
their seeds grow up,
in the fertile soil,
in the fertile soil.
They work well together. The rivers and streams,
the rivers and streams,
run to the sea,
run to the sea.
In all kinds of weather, the sun turns water,
the sun turns water,
into clouds again,
into clouds again.
They work well together. My neighbor and I,
my neighbor and I,
work side by side,
work side by side.
In all kinds of weather, and we take turns,
and we take turns,
sharing what we have,
sharing what we have.
We work well together.
Our planet Earth,
spins round the sun,
spins round the sun.
In all kinds of weather, it's our only home,
it's our only home.
That's why we try,
that's why we try
to work well together. We work well together.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. Chad Shear engineered at Outpost, and Amber Scheel wrote our learning guide. Find this one and more at childrenshour.org. Look for Community Science.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. Thank you.